And so we'll begin by simply relaxing and breathing. Relaxing and breathing and remembering that all there is spirit, the non-physical energy that is behind and in and through all things. It is the truth of who we are. The larger part of us is that divine energy of grace and power and peace. The non-physical is the great love that is here for us. It is ever present. As we breathe into it and relax, we come into alignment with who we truly are, and we allow ourselves to feel what our inner beings feel, the magnificence of life, the value of our being, the wonder of the unfolding of everything around us, grace and harmony and peace around us. They are always here as we look for it. As Abraham says, there is always a thought that feels better. There is even relief from bliss. And so we just take some time now to deepen our awareness of this truth of our being, allowing ourselves to recognize that we are more than our physical bodies. We are more than our personalities. We are more than our minds and our thoughts. We are that infinite, eternal, non-physical presence, the larger part of us that is the truth of who we are. So let's just relax and breathe for a moment and settle into this awareness of that larger part of ourselves and allow ourselves to see through the eyes of Source. Seeing through the eyes of Source at our lives. So just breathing and relaxing. Breathing and relaxing and releasing anything it took to get here. And simply being here now. Connecting consciously with that infinite nature that is the truth of our being. The non-physical, larger part of ourselves that endlessly loves us and guides us and supports us through all of life. That part of ourselves that is always orchestrating well-being for us in every moment of all of time, with every thought we think, we change our vibrational signature. And our inner being keeps up with us, always bringing us the very best possible thing from our vibrational reality into this physical reality, given our current vibration. So we just relax and realize that we are always loved. We are always supplied. Whatever we do under all conditions, we are unconditionally loved. Take a moment just to feel for that love. Open your heart and your mind, perhaps even open your hands, and see if you can feel that divine energy that is endlessly flowing to you, through you, as you, and all around you. It's so much bigger than I once knew I was. Perhaps bigger than you know you are. It is all that is. All that is flowing through each of us uniquely, perfectly, gracefully, joyfully, ever present within us, ever guiding us to the next logical step, to the next better thought. So we just breathe and relax into whatever's going on in our lives. Imagine something in your life that you would like to feel a little bit better about. Might be a physical condition or a situation or a person. Just something that feels like a tiny ouch sometimes when you think of it. And just soften around that situation, whatever it is. Breathe deeply. And express your willingness inside to relax into this situation, to find a thought that feels better about it. Perhaps just the thought that your inner being is here with you. You are not facing this situation, this person, this issue alone. You are always accompanied by unconditional love and extraordinary respect. That divine presence, that non-physical inner being, is right here, right now. It guides you with your feelings. Abraham said that their speaking through Esther is a marvelous thing, but it is nothing compared to the 24/7 moment-by-moment guidance we get from our inner beings through our emotions. We are always being guided to the next best choice of physical action, of mental conditions, of thoughts and feelings. Our inner beings are ever guiding us, ever working with us, ever allowing us a clearer, more beautiful, more powerful life. And so we just relax into that presence of our inner being. Breathe into the love. Feel our willingness to open to a deeper, more fulfilling relationship with this inner being within us. As Abraham says, the ultimate relationship between you and you. Each of us and our inner being are all that matters. I transcribed a quote yesterday from Abraham for a woman, talking to a woman who was an actor, and they were saying to her that if she went into an audition worrying about what the people there thought of her, that she was substituting their guidance for her inner being's guidance, and that alignment with the inner being is the only thing that matters. That those who are making the choices in life will always choose those who are in alignment, whether they know what alignment is or not. So we begin to recognize this presence of our inner being through our feelings, valuing the joy and the excitement, the wonder and the contentment, the peace and the bliss and the exhilaration that we feel. All of these positive emotions saying, you're on the right track. You're going in the right direction. Come this way. Come this way toward more joy, toward more love, toward more wonder, toward more peace. And we also can value and appreciate our negative emotions. Our shame, fear, guilt, anger, that reminds us that while we may not be completely on track, we may be moving up the emotional scale in powerful ways. So if we're feeling shame or fear, reaching for anger allows our inner being to give us a shot of energy. Feeling that energy flow through us, we have more impetus to continue moving beyond anger into neutrality and non-judgment, into hope and optimism, and back into all of those flavors of bliss that await us as we come into true alignment with Source. Seeing the world as Source sees, seeing ourselves as Source sees us. Source sees us as beautiful, powerful, free, capable, and flowing. So let's just breathe into the flow now. In the flow is everything you've ever asked for. Everything you've appreciated and loved. Everything you've noticed because you had something different and the contrast made you look for what you really want. Really wanting harmony. Really wanting ease. Really wanting abundance. Really wanting the energy and vitality and health of a beautiful, wonderful life. And as we relax and breathe and consciously invite our inner beings to participate in our lives as a valuable teammate and guide, we can allow this beautiful vibrational reality to come into our lives more and more perfectly, flowing in ways that we never imagined, feeling the grace and harmony and peace of life, knowing that love is all around us. We are so loved. Breathing and feeling loved. Connecting to the great love that truly is here for us. Bringing ourselves to a place of wonder and willingness. Soft, gentle, at ease with life. At peace with ourselves. At peace with the world. Knowing that it is not the world that needs to find peace, but peace we need to find within ourselves. Coming into harmony with our inner beings. Disconnecting from the world, detaching a little bit. And just breathing and relaxing. Allowing our bodies to move into a state of even deeper relaxation now. And taking a moment to tune to love. Tuning to the love that our inner beings live consciously all the time. Find one thing or place or person that you love. Allow your heart to fill with that divine love. Perhaps allowing a little smile on your face. Feeling the radiance of your love rise through your body into your beingness. Blessing me and blessing all of us. Knowing that we are love itself, we allow our love to flow out in our imagination to someone or something or someplace we truly love. Something that inspires us, uplifts us, delights us in some way. And now see a mirror in that place or held by that person where they are reflecting that love back to us. And feel your own powerful love returning to you. Allow it to relax your mind, bathe your mind in love. Love yourself as you love so beautifully outside of you. Allow your love to flow back into your own heart. Warmth meeting warmth. Caring meeting caring. Love expanding love. And allow this liquid love returned to you to flow all through your body, through every organ, cell, and system, relaxing your body into even deeper health, even deeper relaxation, even deeper peace. Our bodies know how to do health. They are guided by our inner beings in every moment. Just relax deeply into this space of vibrant, good health and energy. Trusting and knowing that that best friend we have in non-physical is ever taking care of the beating of our heart, the functioning of our immune system, allowing us to come back into balance 1,000 times a day, knowing what hormones and chemicals to excrete and which ones to flush, digesting our food, breathing in our lungs, circulating oxygen. All these amazing things that our bodies just know how to do on their own. Bringing this love back to ourselves, to our powerful minds that focus with such clarity and ease, to our beautiful bodies that support our mobility and our activity of life, to our wonderful hearts that love and appreciate, gently and dynamically moving through life, guided by Source, seeing through the eyes of love, hearing through the ears of love, vibrating with the heart of love. I give thanks for the guidance of our inner beings, for this knowing of the value and the wonder of this internal relationship that is the guidance into the vortex that tells us when we're on track, that reminds us that we are here for joy. Our purpose is joy. Breathing easy now. We begin to come back, stretching our necks and our backs, our fingers and our toes. Looking forward to moving into the rest of this day with a sense of peace and harmony and love. We are blessed, and so it is.
So it is.